Well, Veronica and I are sitting here playing typewriters because, of course, we come out of the newspaper business when there were no electric typewriters, well, not in the reporter's room.
No.
And you used to use an old Remington, and sometimes the ribbon would be half wrecked, and we used to type on crummy little bits of copy paper to put our story together in bite-sized chunks. Anyway, I played that because it was the opening montage from the 1974 film, The Front Page. Terrific movie. Last week I was in Sydney for the annual International Media Marketplace, a sort of speed dating event for journalists and travel industry suppliers from Australasia and the Americas. Now, we wouldn't normally report on this type of behind-the-scenes event, but there's a fabulous Aussie success story here in Nick Wayland, a former travel writer who established a travel news service business called Trav Media in the year 2000, and he was working out of his mother's spare bedroom. But now, as sometimes happens with these stories, it's a huge success in seven countries. I spoke to Nick Wayland about it in Sydney. Talking to Nick Wayland at the International Media Marketplace in Sydney. Nick, you started this because you felt a need to get ready access to information. Tell us a bit of the story as to how this event that's now in a number of countries around the world, how it began.
Well, I guess it all starts back when Trav Media was born in, 2000. We started working with trade shows because they said to us, you have all of the exhibitors' content, digital assets, and we'd like you to white label it for our trade shows. So we started doing that, and after about 3 years, it was becoming so successful, we thought, isn't there a way that we can do this ourselves in countries that we don't, that a partnership doesn't exist? So we started it off here in Australia, and immediately Tourism Australia jumped onto it and said, why don't we do IMM ATE, which will be our brand with your technology? So now we run ATE, IMM ATE, which is the media program for Tourism Australia, our own event, which is International Media Marketplace, which is we're here today. But we've also got these events in London, France, Germany, Singapore, Macau, the US, which is our biggest one. It's like three times the size of Australia, as to be expected. And we also do it in Brazil, in Sao Paulo.
And this all started from a travel writer here in Australia.
Humble beginnings, yeah. I ran it from my mother's back bedroom for the first year and a half. But yeah, I used to be a journalist, and because I was one of the first people to get an email address in Australia, because of my best friend started the first ISP, I kind of got a little bit of a head start on everybody. But remembering when Trav Media was started, it was still dial-up back then, you know. And remember, we used to connect the phone to the jack and used to hear that awful noise as it was going through it, I think 27 kph. I mean, obviously cables revolutionized the way things are today, but we were back before Facebook, we were back before LinkedIn, we were back before, you know, most of the social media platforms that you have today, except possibly for Google.
So I thought it was interesting maybe that listeners might like to know that a lot of the news that appears in travel columns, etc., is generated by your organisation, Trav Media. Just explain a little bit of how that works for those who don't understand.
Yeah, Graham, that's a good question. Every week we could look into our crystal ball and we can almost predict what the front cover of the newspapers are going to be, because we look in our administration or management tools and we can see what journalists have looked at, what press releases and downloaded what photographs. But yeah, what we do is we have 11 offices internationally, and we have 2,832 clients, which are tourism boards, hotels, airlines, cruise companies, tour operators, adventure companies, and they basically post their news on our website via a press release or via a video, and it's a conduit or a platform to get through to the journalists who are so busy writing their stories, and if then they need information, it's like they're going to the Wikipedia of travel or the Google of travel to find all the information that they might need.
And how does that, that involves you almost 24/7 then? You're running around the world, are you?
Yeah, I could. This morning started at 4 and it'll probably end at midnight. I call it a dawn to midnight routine. Bit of sleep in between. But no, we're very lucky. We have an excellent teams around the world in all those countries. Obviously, the French clients and journalists want to deal with a French team. Same with Germany. Germany wants to deal with the German team. I'm based in New York and I'm the only odd one out, but the rest of us are sort of locals who know their market, who know the media, and of course work with the technology of our platform.
So how many professional journalists are there here today?
Oh, that's a good question. I think, but don't quote me, they're around 180. It might be 183.
And how many presenters have you got here, or how many people with wares, goods, services, venues to sell?
Oh, there's 140 exhibitor desks, and some of the exhibitors have another second delegate. So I think we have exactly 180 exhibitors and 180 journalists.
And so we switch around every 15 minutes to hear a new story.
Correct. It's speed dating for journalists. There's no other way to explain it. You've got 22 appointments throughout the day, 4.5 hours of networking, a networking break in the morning, lunch, a networking break in the afternoon, and a cocktail party.
Well, Nick, congratulations. It's my first visit to the event. I know you've talked in my ear about it a few times, but it certainly seems like it's working.
Graham, it's lovely to have you here. All we are is the platform. We are nothing without the exhibitors and the journalists that attend this event. And it's like having a party, isn't it? Having a 21st or a 40th or a 50th birthday party, it's the friends that you have. It's the people that come together at this wonderful time.
And it's also great that you facilitate the catch-up for someone in Melbourne with the journos in Sydney.
Oh, totally. I think this is the largest media event or travel media event of the year.
I think you're right. Nick Whalen, thanks for your time.
Pleasure. Good to speak with you.
Hello, with Trav Media founder and CEO, Nick Wayland.
You're listening to the Travel Writers Show on JAIR 87.8 FM.